This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
For most of us, this April 1st was April Fool's Day, but for Ford Motor Company, it was Fossil Fuel Fool's Day. Last Friday, people across North America and around the globe took action to get Ford Motor Company to stop being such a dinosaur when it comes to climate change. The events were part of a campaign called Energy Action, Youth United Against Climate Change. Kate Wozniak is an organizer with Jumpstart Ford Canada, and she was part of a group of activists that adopted 2 Ford dealerships here in Vancouver. And Kate's joined me in the studio to tell us more about it. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So maybe you can just describe the actions that took place here in Vancouver at the Ford dealerships.
Okay, well, our actions here in Vancouver were part of actions that happened all across Canada and North America. And what we did was a group of us went down to the 2 Ford dealerships on Southwest Marine Drive, and we brought out the Climate Crime Change Scene investigators, the CCSI. And they were quick to rope off part of the dealership with caution tape, and they were wearing biohazard suits and holding signs that said declare independence from oil and improve fuel efficiency now, more hybrid cars now, to really make our intent and why we were there very visible. And then 2 of us actually went inside to present a letter to the dealership manager. We did that at both dealerships, and just trying to engage them in a discussion about what was happening on this April 1st and why there was this International Day of Action.
Now, so was this disrupting business there, or was that an attempt? Were you trying to do?
We weren't trying to disrupt business. We were trying to draw attention to why people, students, community activists were taking action on this day, because we believe that it's an industry, a consumer, a dealership change that needs to occur in order for us to be on the road to cleaner energy.
So what was the response in there from the managers that you were talking with?
We had 2 very different responses from our 2 dealerships. The first, and I had phoned ahead that week to let the dealerships know that we were coming and who we were, the coalition we were a part of, and what our intent was doing. And so when I met with the first dealership manager and tried to explain that we're not here to put Ford out of business, that the company needs to start moving along a more environmentally friendly route for the company to be sustainable in the long run, let alone our environment and everything else that goes along with it. And he was very hostile, actually. We were threatened with arrest, with being fined. We were told that we had no right to being there, even though we were on public property the whole time. We are a completely nonviolent, peaceful group, and we explained that, and we said, no, we just want to enter into a dialogue with you. So we were cut off very quickly at the first dealership. That was Totem Ford dealership. At the second dealership, we had a much more productive discussion with the manager there, and we talked about how there is this need for hybrid cars, and the managers, a few different Ford managers actually have mentioned that it would be nice if they could get more hybrids, because there is definitely a consumer demand for them. So we probably didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but at least to start that dialogue and bring sort of the dealership manager and the environmentalist more closely linked, that was a good first step.
No, it sounds fascinating that there was such a contrast between the 2 as well.
I know, definitely.
So why target the dealership managers rather than going straight to the head office or lobbying car buyers, for instance?
Well, we, in terms of trying to get the company to change, for a group of citizens to just phone up Ford Canada headquarters, that's important. We encourage people to do that. But to get the dealership managers to go back to Ford Canada and to say, you know, our community members, they want more hybrid cars, they want more fuel-efficient vehicles, we think that carries a lot more sway within the company. If you look at corporations and how they actually make their decision-making processes, to have their own employees and the dealership managers who are their point of sale for their vehicles, to have them come back and relay this message, we feel is a lot more powerful.
So you think there's almost like a common interest there between the environmentalists and the dealerships?
that's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create that length and then bring the consumers into the equation by also being there, hopefully by doing media, having this media response. Then we let the public know why they should also be asking and demanding for more fuel-efficient vehicles.
And does this play at all on any tensions that exist within the industry? Like, I have no idea about the car industry, what's going on in there, but is it an issue?
I believe, from my understanding, it definitely is an issue within Ford, and I would imagine it's probably an industry-wide issue where there is that tension between sort of the old school approach to the bigger SUVs, and these companies have put a lot of, especially Ford and GM, the bigger auto companies have put a lot of money over the past decade into really mass producing and mass advertising the SUV. But there is that group within these companies as well that understand that in the long run this isn't sustainable, that people are looking for more eco-friendly, especially with oil drilling and everything, all the issues around oil conflict and everything else that's going on, let alone the global warming issues. People are looking to start to wean themselves off of our oil addiction. And so I think that tension is going on right now inside the auto industry, and our role as community activists is to sort of push it over to one side and to make them really start to take that change.
So perhaps that reason, why Ford, why not some other?
Right now, the Jumpstart Ford Coalition is obviously targeting Ford. They do have, on average, their fleet has the lowest fuel efficiency and the highest greenhouse gas emissions. And obviously, those two are related, but that's according to the Environmental Protection Agency and the Union of Concerned Scientists. Ford is the bottom of the barrel.
Is that so?
That's so.
That's really shocking. Yeah. And that's not the impression we get from advertising or anything. Are they talking the talk, or neither talking the talk or walking?
They're definitely talking. We're looking for some action now. For the other reason that we think Ford is very important to target is they are trying to spout out a great environmental record, and they do have one hybrid SUV that is grossly underproduced for the amount of advertising it receives. They only produced 20,000 of these vehicles in the past year, and there's long waiting lists, as there are for every model of hybrid. So we're saying to Ford, you've got this great advertising thing going on with your hybrid, and you like to tout yourself as the environmentally friendly company, but in reality you're not. You're at the bottom. So we need to see some action in that. We hope we'll push the whole industry.
And how about with electric cars and other initiatives? Are they spouting a different line there, or?
Well, Ford and GM actually both had electric vehicle programs, which they canceled in 2002. And the people who had leased out those vehicles, they were trying to recall the vehicles from the owners. And a lot of the owners have actually sort of done their own little direct action where they've refused to return the vehicles and said, no, we want to keep our electric. You can have electric trucks, electric just sedans. I mean, there's a whole industry out there that's just waiting to be tapped into in terms of electric vehicles. So it's unfortunate that both those companies did end their electric vehicle programs, but something we're trying to do is make sure that they reinstate them.
Hmm. And what about fuel economy? What's the history on that, fuel economy initiatives in cars?
Well, right now it's really interesting. This week the Canadian auto industry came to agreement with the federal government that they would reduce over the next, until to 2010, they would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 5.3 megatons. So we definitely think that's a good first step, and we're looking at the government to sort of demonstrate to us how they intend to regulate that reduction. Even though it's a voluntary agreement, there needs to be some sort of mechanism in place for monitoring that progress. So in terms of fuel economy in Canada, that's a really good first step, and we hope that that continues. Right now in the States, it's in California, they just brought in clean air legislation, which means that they will be reducing or they'll be increasing the fuel efficiency of new vehicles in California by 25% over the next few years. And I think activists in the States are looking to extend that nationally. And they have to do it state by state because of federal regulations, but hopefully they'll be able to make some progress.
Now, the day before your action here in Vancouver, Ford also issued a climate change strategy report or something. What's your take on that?
Well, they came out and said that they were, by the end of this year, they were going to come up with a comprehensive study of climate change and how their, they didn't say their vehicles, but their products were related or connected to climate change. And we say, well, that's great, studies are great, but what we really need to see is action. I mean, we know global warming's a reality. We know climate change is a reality. Arctic icebergs are melting, and it's just, it's not time for more studies, it's time for action.
So now let's talk about the strategy behind the actual campaign itself. How has Energy Action brought together different organizations and grassroots actions?
Well, Energy Action, in a broad sense, is looking, their target is clean energy in all facets. And then within that, our target for this day of action was transportation. So looking at ways, there was a lot of groups on campuses who were looking at clean fleet initiatives, making sure that campus vehicles are clean. There's a lot of city-wide efforts to make city vehicles cleaner, and that's something that Energy Action has been working on. So just basically looking at all sorts of different, whether it's environmentalists or social justice or folks who are working on biodiesel on a campus level or working with city officials, just bringing together activists who are working in all those different areas and having them come together for these days of actions is really powerful, and that's Energy Action's role in this.
I see. So it's coalition building.
It's coalition building.
In a really broad sense. Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's a youth thing. So why is it important that youth are at the forefront of this?
Well, if youth are making noise, then then I think we're in trouble. I mean, it's the reality that's happening now, and it's the future. And youth, we're at a point in our lives where a lot of us have the most flexibility and the most ability to use our voice and our bodies and use direct action and grassroots organizing and start to make our voices heard in our communities. So I think youth have to be active.
And so where does the campaign go from now?
Well, now we continue. Right now, we're just trying to compile a list. We know that there is a couple dealership managers in Santa Fe, Mexico, who did sign the letters and pass them on to Ford U.S. We're in the process of following up with some of the dealership managers here in Canada and around the world. And now we're just going to continue what we do best, which is get community activists mobilized around this campaign.
So what would you say to someone, listeners that were interested in getting involved or wanted to learn more about it?
Well, I would say you can check out the Jumpstart Ford website, which is www.jumpstartford.com. You could get in touch with somebody either at the Rainforest Action Network or Global Exchange. Give them a call. They both have 1-800 numbers. You could talk to some of the local bike folks in the city. Pedal Power is a great organization, and they've gotten involved in this campaign. Or if you are a student, there, get involved with your local student environmental center, which a lot of them have also tapped into this campaign. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thanks very much for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you for talking about this important issue.
So Kate Wasnow is an organizer with Jumpstart Ford Canada, and you can find out more about the Energy Action campaign also by going to energyaction.net.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.